Africa. On everyday living affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student. Prav lepo pozdravljeni, Slovenija. To je tu je Afrika, samo na Radio Student. Your host today is Fred Uduma. Unfortunately, we don't have Ras George and Joseph with us, but I will be giving you and entertaining you on the show.
Oh,
That was Uche Ago. We usually like to start the Sunday morning praising our God, giving thanks for all the things He has done for us. Now it's time for the postman.
The program is dead.
Give us another music. Before we go to the postman.
Eh, ami, oh! Ah! Viens couper, décaler. Les gens, ils sont en train de couper, décaler là-bas. Oh, la prudence, ya! Ça aussi, ça inquiète les gens. Couper, couper. Ils sont en train de gâter le coin là-bas. Couper, décaler. Il faut travailler.
Le ciel est mon toit.
Welcome back. Now we are going for the postman.
No, I have to put the song from the CD first. I didn't restart yet. This was the connection.
Cadeau, cadeau, cadeau.
Jésus donnait la vie pour tout le monde. Jésus donnait la vie pour tout le monde. Jésus donnait toutes choses.
Jésus donnait la vie pour tout le monde.
Jésus gère ma douille de Yahé. Jésus gère ma douille de Yahé.
Le Seigneur Jésus est vivant pour toi, attendez pour ta salvation.
Mi gabon na mu,
okpukperechi ha nwere ọnwa ihere ndị jiri mama ewuta ha nọ n'ọgbaghara sọsọ gị oke nji mere chi enye mama.
Welcome back. The African Postman is always news and updates from Africa. The African Postman says that ECOWAS blames conflict in Africa on inequitable distribution of wealth. Economic communities of West Africa, of West African state, ECOWAS said inequitable distribution of countries' wealth by governments for citizens is a major source of conflict in Africa. Ms. Bola Adetun, head gender division, ECOWAS Commission, said this at the Committee of Experts meeting, organized as part of the 7th Summit of African First Ladies Peace Mission. During this summit, she stressed that the promotion of governance, good governance, equity, justice, and fairness was the best way to prevent conflict and resolve existing problems. Adetun said children should be protected and free from violence, particularly by parents, so that they would not extend such cruelty to the society. Parents should also ensure peace in homes, communities, and nations. If there is no peace in our homes, such behavior could be transferred to the larger society, she said. Also present in the summit are Ms. Lina Kilimo, Kenya's Assistant Minister of Cooperative Development, who represented Ms. Lucy Kibaki, the First Lady of Kenya. Also present in the meeting was Ms. Clarice Ja, a senator from Liberia, Mr. Ali Salam Mbarek, the first secretary of the Sahrawi Embassy in Nigeria, Ms. Gasingawi Oda, chief gender monitor of Rwanda, who represented Rwandan First Lady Jeannette Kagame. Respectively, it was said that all the first ladies should leave their comfort zones and address the issues facing the continent. African women should play more active roles in their country's decision-making processes. More women in decision-making, less conflict in Africa. It was also stressed that proper accountability would create adequate direction on pragmatic ways of addressing the challenges facing African countries. From Ghana, West Africa, Ghana's president, Professor John Atta, who was reportedly suffering from throat cancer, is dead. The 60-year-old University of Ghana law graduate turned politician died Tuesday afternoon, a few hours after he took ill. According to a statement from his office, signed by his chief of staff, John Henry Matthew Newman, Mills' death occurred at 37 Military Hospital in Accra, Ghana, while receiving medical attention. It is with a heavy heart that we announce the sudden and untimely death of the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills. The statement said, Professor Mills had ruled Ghana since 2009. Moving to South Africa, the South African right-wingers found guilty of treason. Two suspects belonging to the extremist white Boer power have now been convicted of treason for a botched 2002 coup involving a plan to kill former President Nelson Mandela. The decade-long trial includes 20 suspects. Judgment in the case continues. From the Daily Observers in Jumba, Gambia, the African Postman gives us an opinion on Gambia-Morocco ties. A country, like an individual, is to a great extent shaped by its immediate environment and beyond. Man, as a rational and social being, reacts fervently towards activities taking place within the environment, and so do states. The right to freedom of association and other numerous rights are enjoyed by both the states and individuals. No nation can exist in total isolation. Thus, the need to have either passive or active relationships, commonly called alliance, among different countries of the world. It is against this reality that the Gambia has chosen country like Morocco to be its principal diplomatic allies. And as the president rightly stated, our relationship with the kingdom translates political affiliations. Morocco is a principal stakeholder in Gambia's development, and countries of cooperation has also transformed that relationship into fraternity. The funding of a new foreign affairs complex and other developmental assistance rendered to Gambia by Morocco are indications of the fact that the long-standing relations between the two countries have gone beyond politics. It's about one people, two states. Morocco to Gambia is nothing but home away from home. As citizens of the two countries have shared a lot in common from time immemorial. In fact, it is through the cooperation of countries like the Kingdom of Morocco to Gambia continues to register success, and the country continues to assert its role in the international affairs. Being assertive means asking what you want and need and telling the truth about what is right. You don't just follow others, but instead decide what is good for you and the others. Gambia-Morocco ties will certainly continue to eternity. Let the game begin. It finally arrived on Friday, July 27, the 2012 Summer Olympic Games in London, which officially begins with the opening ceremony with a dazzling display of lights, music, fireworks, culture, drama, and arts, and once-in-a-lifetime experience for the thousands of the Olympic at the Olympic Stadium in Stratford, and the billions following proceedings on television. Zimbabwe is amongst the 53 African countries participating in the London 2012 Olympics. From Tuya Africa crew, we wish all nations a successful and peaceful Olympics. Well, that's all from African Postman. To read more, please visit allafrica.com. African Postman is always giving us, in our show, updates, news, events, all around the state of Africa. Shame and production.
people come jubilate to you, cause now my success I dey try celebrate to you. You see, you can't afford to come late to you, cause my gate go dey close by 80. And if you come so quick and cooperate to you, girls them yapa, you can start to relate to you, late to you. And if you want a chocolate, oh, Polly and Drix already done circulate, oh, date, oh. But if you feel intoxicated, oh, sit down in your place and start to dey meditate. Meanwhile, nobody fighting in this place, you, cause if you do, you go enter police case, you. Oh my God, no shot, I can start to dictate. Yourself, give yourself really straight, yo.
Body could it blow like fire, Shayo could it flow like water. Anything you want, make una order, cause I got everything to make you surrender. Go, go, fit in, bite una, come my party, make una go Shayo.
Shayo on the floor, everybody they could have all of una must Shayo.
Go, go, fit in, bite una, come my party, make una go Shayo.
No be joke, yo. All the place just they full of smoke, yo. All the boys where they dance, them they toast, yo. Even all the girls on high, but I'm composed, yo. Bend your waist and take it slow. Dance to the beat as BG and no just they flow. This now my time, make I spend my dough. Even if I like, I go smoky, go. You never hear this on your radio. MTV bass, go love to play all of my video. All of I go sell, I go carry all my money, go. Ghana must go, me J must full of, oh, 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 oh. University, them they shout BG and Polytechnics don't they all a Bigiano. London people don't they find Bigiano. American, Jamaican low.
Body could it blow like fire, Shayo could it flow like water. Anything you want, make una order, cause I got everything to make you surrender. Go, go, fit in, buy to my call my party, make una go Shayo.
Shayo on the floor, everybody they could have all of una must Shayo.
Go, go, fit in, buy to my call my party, make una go Shayo.
To our listeners, please don't forget you're on Radio Student, 2 Year Africa. This is our main topic. Last time we discussed, last show we were talking about natural resources of Africa. We couldn't finish it because of time, and we promised to come back to this topic. Today, you will be hearing more about the natural resources of Africa, how blessed and endowed is Africa, how vast amounts of natural resources Africa has, which includes oil, diamond, gold, cobalt, uranium, copper, bauxite, silver, a lot of such resources are endowed in Africa. We also have the woods, the tropical fruits, whatever you can think of are found in Africa. Last show we discussed about African oil. We just try to remind you that almost every part of Africa you can find oil. Africa's oil production accounts for 85%, and there are so many countries like Nigeria, Libya, Algeria, Egypt, Angola, Tunisia, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Congo, Ghana, Liberia, Mozambique, Tanzania. All these countries are blessed with oil. Today we will go straight to the ores. All resources in Africa are abundant. You just can't imagine how blessed the continent is with all these resources. The question people often ask, and I also do ask myself, is Africa blessed or punished with this huge amount of resources? That's a heavy question. Well, we move forward to that. We also have to remind our listeners, please send us your comments, your requests at 2yearafrica@radiostudentpeak.com. We expect to hear from you. We expect to read from you on these topics. In Katanga, the Democratic Republic of Congo, you have the copper belt. Copper is an essential commodity that every company or every manufacturer needs to produce one thing or the other. In Sierra Leone, in Angola, in Botswana, we have the diamond mines. You can imagine a diamond mine. I mean, you're just digging diamond from all angles of this country. That's huge. And also Angola, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Cote d'Ivoire, Egypt, Gabon, Ghana, Liberia, Guinea, Libya, Mauritania, Morocco, Niger, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, Uganda, Zimbabwe, they have plenty of iron ores. Iron ore is what the Slovenian calls želez. It's essential commodity also needed to support our existence on earth. Aluminium deposits are found in Guinea, Mozambique, South Africa, Cameroon, Egypt, and Ghana. Talking about the resources, we also have the platinum deposits. You can find them in South Africa and in Zimbabwe. Well, we cannot talk about the African resources without talking about gold. Gold is what I like, and the whole world love it. Well, Africa sleeps on gold. There are 266 companies and organizations linked to gold mining in 31 countries of Africa. These countries are Algeria, Botswana, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cameroon, Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Kenya, Liberia, Madagascar, Mali, Mauritania, Mozambique. I can continue to name where gold are found in Africa. Well, when we come back, I will give you more of the resources and the facts about them in Africa. Now we were going to give you a music. I hope you enjoy the music that we play. We are also asking you to send us your choice of music, what you would like to listen on this show. Our address is Tuye Africa, AFNA Radio Student, PKC. Don't forget, we are on Radio Student, Tuye Africa. Please listen to this music.
Hey, Alaji, 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 Alaji. Hey, Alaji, 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 Alaji. Hey, Alaji, 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 Alaji.
Le président Molokai Wesley, l'homme du jour très très fort. Maman Liliane Krimbo, Anna, femme d'affaires très très forte à Ouaga. Zim Dibé, la voix des lions. Innocent Versace, bébé Ramazani, Babou de la Vivani. Alain Boudou, big manager. Dia Press depuis Ouaga. Charles Bégoudi. Awa Stallon.
Tiens, Bokolobango.
Eng Alaji, Alaji, Alaji. Eng Alaji, Alaji. Eng Alaji, 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 Alaji.
Le président Molokai Wesley, l'homme toujours très très fort. Maman Liliane Krimbo, Anna, femme d'affaires très très forte à Ouaga. Zim Dibé, la voix des lions. Innocent Versace, bébé Ramazani, Babou de la Vivani. Alain Boulou, big manager. Dia Press depuis Ouaga. Charles Bégoudi. Awa Stallone.
Jeff Okolobango.
Dio Rakota. Que nous on avance.
Alaji, 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 Eng Alaji, 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 Eng Alaji, 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 Eng Alaji, 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 Alaji.
Jeff J, multimilliardaire en euros.
Alaji, 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 ala
Welcome back. We are on Radio Student 89.3 MHz. This is Tuya Africa. Don't forget your host today is Fred Uduma. We've been talking about resources of Africa and how vast and blessed Africa is. We're also asking this question, are these resources blessed? Is it a blessing or is it a curse? Please, we like to hear from you. This question is for our listeners. Write to us. Tell us what you think about the vast resources of Africa, if it's a blessing or it's a curse. Our email is tuyaafrica@radiostudentpkc. Do not forget. Well, going on, water. What can we do on earth without water? When you get thirsty, what do you have? What do you drink? What quenches your thirst? It's water. Africa is blessed with that. Africa borders the Atlantic and the Indian Oceans and contains many lakes and rivers. The deep rivers of Africa have significant hydroelectric potential value. Lake Victoria is Africa's second largest lake. Lake Volta in Ghana is the world's largest artificial lake. The Nile River originates at Lake Victoria, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. Natural resources of Africa. Well, going on with this music, you can't talk about the resources of Africa without also talking about the music. It's also a great resource of Africa. We are going to give you the music while we talk about the other resource of Africa. We're moving to agricultural resources, cash crops. Well, as you know, coffee, as you drink it today, originated from Africa. It was discovered by an Ethiopian, and from there it spreads to the rest of the world through Egypt and Yemen. Coffee has a long history, which we will not be able to discuss here today, but coffee is an important commodity. And it is estimated that 2.25 billion cups of coffee are consumed in the world every day. That's huge. I guess the world doesn't sleep. We all are awake because of this coffee. Well, for the fact, coffee was discovered in Africa by an Ethiopian farmer. This important cash crop is highly produced in Ethiopia, leading other 24 African countries like Angola, Burundi, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, Madagascar, Tanzania, Uganda, Zambia, and many more African nations that have coffee as a cash crop.
Mungi sapo fluvi, wafame sapo fluvi, mungi sapo fluvi.
Welcome back. The music you just listened was coming from Ofori, a Ghanaian artist. Now we are moving forward to the resources of Africa. We are talking about the cash crops. You have the tea. Tea, as we know it, is what everybody drinks. When you're sick, when you're well, when it's hot, when it's cold, everybody's drinking tea. So it's a great resource from Africa. The crop of tea is mostly grown in the Eastern African region, with Kenya leading in the industry. Other tea producing countries in Africa are Burundi, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, Madagascar, Malawi, Mauritius, South Africa, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. Well, we also have cocoa. Your chocolates are made of cocoa. You drink cacao every day. Cocoa is a key cash crop and are found in the great nation of Nigeria, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon. Don't forget, most of your chocolates come from these countries of Africa. So when you're eating your cocoa, chocolate, cacao, drinking it, just know you're feeling the taste of Africa. You're having the natural resources of Africa in your cups, in your pockets, wherever. Shea butter. This is the organic gem of Africa. It's the organic diamond of Africa. It is derived from a fire-resistant tree called Shea karité. The tree is found in the savanna belt of West Africa. I know most of you don't know about this. Please look at your Google, Shea butter. You will read more and more about it. Aloe vera. Well, most of us know it, we drink it, we use it in our cosmetics. The plants are widely found in the northern and southern region of Africa. It is used as an alternative medicine and in the cosmetic industry.
Salon Mic Mode. banga kayo lengi pano lo baita GDC. Salon de best, happy Kanza. Alain Bola.
This is 2 Year Africa, Sam on a Radio Student, 89.3 megahertz. You are listening to the 2 Year Africa show. We are continuing with our resources of Africa. Now we are going to African wildlife. African wildlife, it's an amazing resource. If you want to see your elephant, your lion, your cheetah, your whatever, you can find them in Africa. Four of the world's land fastest animals are found in Africa. These are cheetah, lion, wild beasts, and Thomson's gazelle. There are thousands and thousands of other animals like the elephant, antelopes, the 1-foot-long Goliath frog of Cameroon. That's a great wildlife. Sea colony of Namibia, and so on and so forth. Well, we have come to the end of this topic, and Africa has a vast amount of resource. To conclude this topic of natural resources of Africa, it is impossible to quantify the vastness of the continent's wealth, resources, which helps to drive the global economy. Considering Africa as an equal partner in the global financial market, we reap great financial and development rewards for all. Thank you. This is the 2 Year Africa crew. Your host is Fred Uduma. We have given you this main topic of Africa, main topic resources of Africa. If you have any question, if you have any comment, please write to us. We will be willing to answer your questions. Our email is 2YearAfrica@radiostudentpkc. 2YearAfrica@radiostudentpkc.
Her beauty is like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
Action over him, a pretty face and bad character. When the kind of living town, old chaka for me. A pretty face and bad character.
89.3 megahertz, Radio Student, 2 Year Africa. To all listeners, we have come to the end of the show. We thank you for listening to us. We invite you to listen to us in our next show. As you all know, this is a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. We are here to talk about what we feel, what we think, how we think it should be as regards to Africa and its people. From our own perspective, we ask you a question. Do you believe that the resources of Africa is a blessing or a curse? We really, really wish to receive feedbacks from our listeners at 2 Year Africa, AFNA Radio Student PKC. Thank you for listening to us, and we say bye-bye. See you next time from 2 Year Africa crew. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Ujivo na Radio Student.
Oddajo Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.